You're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. Today is Sunday, June 12th. The year is 2022. And leading the show in with a band called Kaleo. They put out an album in 2021 that was pretty poignant. Apparently I missed it, though, but still, it's a hell of a CD. If you get a chance, pick it up. It's called Surface Sounds. And it's the intro track called Brother Run Fast. And I'm going to tell you, we're getting into that sort of thing here in this country where it's like, they're coming after me first, but they'll be coming after you, you know, and that's the thing. Whenever somebody starts trying to take your rights away, it's usually a sign that they need to do that in order to inflict some other misery upon you. And I'm going to tell you, this is not the country I thought it was going to be when I was a kid growing up, for sure. Anyway, I'll go ahead and dial that down, that was a little bit hit a little close to home, just a little. So, I spent most of the day doing car repair and other stuff. I cleaned the garage a little bit, which yeah, it's just it's a never ending un you know it's just it never ends it never ends. I mean, just the microphone here. So I've been fighting that fight for years now, but I did manage to extricate a few things out of the garage and move it back into the house where they belong, like the shop vac and a few other things. And so I thought, okay, well, I've cleared a spot, I've cleared a path, and I think I can do more. You know, I think I can get more stuff done. So I thought, you know, I'm going to go ahead and change the shocks today. Get the shocks done all the way around, get the springs done, you know, and, oh man. So without frickin' fail, and I'm using a 6-point socket on all of these things, 6-point socket or a boxed end wrench that's also a 6-pointer. I stripped every last bolt that hold these shocks in. There's the bolt that goes in on the front shocks. There's a central bolt that comes off of it, off of the piston arm, right? And it just comes right straight up. And then there's like a washer, a rubber grommet, a big heavy rubber grommet, and then, you know, of course the frame, and then another rubber grommet, another piece of metal like a washer, and a nut. Well. So that first one just spun, and I was like, okay, well, I knew what that one's going to be. Unboxed the shocks. They came with a hardware kit that had a new nut for it and everything. They're like, you know, they had no illusions that this is a Jeep. You're going to need all of that shit anyway. What they didn't furnish, however, were the lower bolts for the shocks. And I think at some point they must have stripped before. Anyway, they, long story short, every freaking last bolt. And I mean, here's the thing is that I prepped these. I hit them with a torch, did all of that stuff. And the heads of the thing stripped. They didn't twist off or anything. They just stripped. And I sat there fuming, screaming on the inside because I'm trying to keep all of that stuff inside. And finally, after 4 hours of that nonsense, I was done. And so I came back in the house and took a break, did some epoxy sculpt work on this the sculpture that I'm working on, and did some writing, did some other stuff, did some research. Thought I would do tonight's show with at least just a little bit of preparation. And, that didn't go quite as well as expected. Mostly because I've kind of hit that part where I'm kind of done. I'm done with the histrionics. I'm done with all the lies, all the bullshit, the latest fucking trends of, you know, we need to be afraid of this, 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 and this in order to keep us all, you know, keep our eyes focused on something other than the betrayal going on in Washington. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is how you know that everything is bullshit and lies. Because it's constant. It's a constant, overwhelming barrage of one-upmanship and bullshit. We've got monkeypox. Monkeypox. That's spreading like wildfire. No, it's not. It's not. Much in the same way that they've repackaged cigarettes to say that this, if you use cigarettes, which I don't, but if you do use them, you're basically asking for blood clots, heart attacks, stroke, all of that stuff. I'm okay. Well, all right. You mean like in young people, ages 28 to 42? That demographic is dropping like fucking flies. So, you know, and I'm going to tell you, as one of the pure blood unvaccinated, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's mostly because the aliens that abducted me the other night, believe this or not, I had a dream after, sure shit, actually I did the show and I made a lot of jokes about alien abduction. And I had, oddly enough, a dream about alien abduction. And I've been suffering with high blood pressure for a while on top of a few other odds and ends. And I woke up completely different. I felt completely different, like as if my body had been fixed in some way. And I put the cuff on because I got this blood pressure reader thing. And I've got an oxygen meter. And sure enough, my blood pressure is back to kind of almost normal. So I'm thinking, okay, that's weird. Or maybe it was just that epiphany that expression of irritation. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe my stress level's finally down. I don't know. But it's odd that I mentioned the fact that I don't have health insurance, but I have aliens that come visit me every once in a while to fix the problems. I wish they would take care of the skin cancer thing. It would be great because it's driving me nuts. Yeah, but anyway, long story short, it's just weird, you know. anyway. So, where do I even start? So, let's start with the big elephant in at least in my room. I made a prediction about Taiwan being invaded by China, June 6th, 2022. And the reason why, this is the big reveal. June 6th, 1944 was when we did the Normandy invasion. D-Day, all of that stuff. And so that's kind of like that's a symbolic day to a degree. At least I think it is. Well, it is in the standpoint that in American history, we have days that we commemorate as such as, you know, D-Day. You know, that's an important thing. That was a turning point in the World War II. So I had this idea that symbolism lining up with the fact that we have a derelict in office running our country with an overly aggressive Chinese enemy right now that's threatening Taiwan. Oddly enough, though, there's something weird going on with Hong Kong. Flying drones all over our boats and stuff, shadowing our Navy. You know, I thought that was kind of weird. But yeah, so here we are, you know, that was my thought. That was my first little thought that was going to be the day. And then the second reasoning behind it was then if from a numerological standpoint, 2022 becomes a six. 2 + 0 = 2. +2 = 4 + 2 = 6. Ta-da! Ba-da-bing. You know, anyway. So, you have, you would have June 6th, and then 2022, which is 6. And, so there's 666 right there. Number of the beast kind of a thing. But, you know, and I thought, well, you know, that makes much more sense. Now, this wasn't like a remote viewing thing. This wasn't where I was sitting there trying to say, you know, future me, what's going on in future, you know, in your future world, you know, is the world in turmoil? Is China, you know, it wasn't anything like that. It was like, I just looked at the signs that were there in front of me and made a prediction. And like so many people, I could have just stayed silent, but no, I'm going to own it. I made a mistake. I was wrong, but this is the reasons why I thought, you know, this is probably the reason why China would do this. And oddly enough, China's been dicking around with Canada and fucking around with everybody, and I don't think they're afraid of anyone. Not with the shit that's going on with Russia and Ukraine. And everyone expected that whole thing, that shit show to be over because they don't understand. They just don't understand that it's not a primetime movie, you know. These are things that take time to resolve. And Ukraine and Russia, I was wrong about that too, actually, because I had really thought that it was going to be done by, you know, by June 1st, because that's when, you know, they need to get plants in the ground and stuff. Well, actually, my first thought was going to be May, because May Day and all that other stuff. But that's more symbolism and stuff like that, having to do with that culture. And so being wrong is something I'm really good at right now. So I've been wrong about those two things. And I don't feel bad about it, because I have the intellectual honesty to own it and say, hey, you know, I was wrong. As opposed to other people who just drift away from that topic, the things that they've been wrong about. So that being said, I mean, I'm owning it. Do I have any more predictions? Nope. I'm not going to make any more predictions. And it's not that I couldn't, because I could. I just don't want to be wrong again, because being wrong sucks. If I'd have been right, then I'd have been like, you know, Nostradamus or something like that, or Nostradamus. Ooh, quaint. but I was wrong. Nobody needs to know that I was so terribly wrong. But one thing I have been right about lately is the fact that the corrupt party in power right now is doing all it can to make sure that we lose our gun rights. And what they're really trying to push through is this red flag law. And if you don't know what that is, and you're a gun owner, prepare to be shocked. because if you don't know what it is and you're a moron, you basically are going to be one of those people that are probably going to be a victim of it. Now, here's the reason why. Because the red flag law basically creates a star chamber type court system where someone can anonymously drop dime on you and say, that person frightens me and they have guns. And then the police can come to your house and take your shit without any due process, no hearings, no nothing. That, to me, is guilt until proven innocent. That's not how the judicial system is supposed to work. And I don't care what people say about the whole, well, we need to do something, because we don't. The problem is we got enough laws on the books right now and they're just not enforcing them. And I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face, and I'm sick to death of it. I'm sick to death of the lies, because all of this stuff, all of these things that have happened, right? All of these terrible tragedies that have happened, they've happened on the watch of people who they, you know, who were supposed to have, you know, they were supposed to bring unity and peace to the country and all this other shit, and they haven't done a goddamn thing. All they've done is created more and more division. Everywhere I look, there is nothing but division. And I am one of those people that I don't like joining anyway. I don't like people very much. I mean, I do, but I don't. I mean, I like people in small doses and only the people that I actually want to be around. I mean, if you're cool, I'll hang out with you. But if you're a fucking tool bag, no. I just don't have the time for it. But anyway, where I'm going with all of this is that now if you've got a grudge against anyone that may have a firearm, you can now settle those scores. Not with me though, because I don't have any firearms anymore. I lost all of mine in a tragic boating accident. Good luck finding them in the bottom of lake, wherever it was that I was too drunk to understand or remember. No, that's the other thing, too, is that you have a choice. You can just say, no, you're not coming into my house, and probably get shot in the process, because that's the other thing, too, is that these red flag laws, they kill a lot of innocent bystanders and innocent homeowners. They do. And that's the other thing, too, is that's another thing, like the swatting thing that's been going on. I just saw this video of Tim Pool being swatted for the 9th time, and all I could think to myself is, like, Jesus Christ. Is it because he doesn't look like he's going to come back and like, you know, put the, like, he's one of those people that might be nice enough if you talk to him that, you know, you might be able to talk him out of prosecuting you? Because let me tell you something, from my perspective and from what I gather and just the way that he, you know, he strikes me, he sounds like he's pretty much all business now. He's like, you know, at one point I think he would have probably been like, you know, it's just kids being kids. But now I think he's like, it's on like Donkey Kong. If you do that shit, I'm coming to get you. And that's the one nice thing about, you know, being unpopular, is that I never have to worry about any of that, because there's nobody that gives a shit. You know, I'm not a threat to anybody. I'm harmless. The only thing that I might be threatening is like a Chinese food buffet, and I don't mean like, you know, in a, you know, this is a stick-up sort of way, more like here's my $30. I intend to eat as many plates as possible. And you can try and stop me, but I see that you have coconut shrimp. I, too, like coconut shrimp. And then that's when we find out which is the apex predator in the room. Because I'll eat the shit out of some seafood. Anyway. Although I will say, I think my other show about absent fathers and alien abduction was far more entertaining than this one, because this sounds like I'm just preaching again. And I'm pretty good at that, too. Maybe I should have been an evangelist, you know, and the power of Christ compels you, you know, that sort of thing. Maybe become an exorcist, you know, and go out there and do like freelance, free range exorcisms. Walk up to people, smack them in the forehead. The power of Christ compels you. You know, just, I don't know. Maybe Maybe that's what I'll do in Randonautica the next time I do. I'll be like seeing these other people out there looking at their phones going, Jesus told me you needed an exorcism. Now let me help you out in there, honey. You know, just one of those grabbing, taking a Bible out of my book, you know, book bag, and, you know, just frighten the shit out of the non-believers. You know, heathen, get back behind me, Satan. Oh, my God. My mom would love that kind of shit, because my mom was kind of like one of these Bible people, but not Bible. She would use the Bible to beat you over the head, but then, you know, well, there's something about that whole, you know, yet let he who is without sin cast the first stone. Yeah, it was. She was a lot of stone throwing out there, but she was far from perfect. But, no, I think that maybe if I'd joined the clergy, my mother would have accepted me just a little bit more. No. My father would have been like, oh, great. You know, now you're one of those people. My aunt and uncle would have been like, oh, no, this is just the devil taking on a harmless form, you know, to manipulate the masses. Beware of him. He can take many forms. Anyway. No, I've had kind of a fun little day. It's been pretty boring, other than the Jeep repair. I did achieve some goals, and I've got some art things that I'm going on that I have going on right now. As soon as I finish this one big project, then it's all the stuff that I want to do for myself, which will be interesting. It'll be a lot more fun. And when it's for me, I can be a lot more prolific because I'm more excited about it. Doing stuff for other people, it's a job, and it becomes a job, especially when, you know, you're being micromanaged and all of that stuff. And micromanagement sucks. And but I don't have that problem because the big project I'm working on right now is it is more or less, you know, I'm on autopilot because the people that I'm doing this for actually, you know, they trust me to a degree. To be able to make the thing look the way it's supposed to without any revisions and all of that stuff. Because that's what I'm good at. I'm good at doing my job. What else is new and exciting? I don't know. I've been looking at the news. A lot of dumb stuff lately. I did read something, though, about an Arizona alien thing that happened on February 9th. This year. Now, what's really weird is that this happened in Apache Junction. Oh boy. So this happened in Apache Junction and around Tempe, Gilbert, Phoenix, that area. So this happened. There were lights on this object. The object changed color. The entities were seen. And animals reacted to the event. This is from Newfork.com, Nuforc.com, or I'm sorry, .org. My apologies. Anyway, I'm going to read this event to you, and I'm going to do my best to make it sound as intelligent as possible, even though it's not quite. It's not what I would call a cleanly edited piece of writing. So anyway, it says, when it was dark, I saw two aliens one time and many UFOs in the sky every day for 4 days that seemed to be looking for something. I saw what appeared to be two aliens one morning and several UFOs for 4 days, February 9th, 2022, around 4:30 a.m., I saw two alien creatures. I was walking my dogs when I saw a very bright light. It's yellow saucer that sparkled like a firework sparkler. I quickly scurried into the trailer where I was staying to get my phone so I could take pictures. I left my dogs inside. I took pictures and started walking inside when I heard some rustling in the tree. I looked and saw an alien creature peeking over the top of the trailer at me. Kept bobbing up and down, looking at me from the roof. It kept bobbing up and down until I waved and said, hello, I'm not going to hurt you. After I said that, it stopped bobbing and started just staring at me for 20 seconds or so. I saw it from the waist up. It was dressed in what looked like a costume that was silver and purple. It looked like it had black hair, but it might not have been because the hair could have been part of the costume. It had all black eyes that were huge. After it disappeared, the wind started blowing really, really hard, but only in the areas where the alien was. Then I looked down and saw a silhouette standing there looking at me about 8 to 10 feet off the ground that had legs and arms that were similar to a human, but the head was huge and not the same shape as a human. When it saw that I saw it, the wind started to blow even harder and it ran towards the laundry room. I didn't see where it went after that because I was scared, because I sensed it was scared. I went inside at that time and attempted talking to it through the trailer. I mentioned I wasn't going to hurt it and I wanted to talk and be friends. In addition, I stressed for it to not take me. I came back out where I saw it the first time. It was still there peeking at me over the trailer, occasionally bobbing its head up and down. I waved again and said, "I won't hurt you." It disappeared, and I went inside again, saying the same thing to it. About a half hour to an hour later, I stood in the trailer doorway. The bright yellow saucer had moved almost above the trailer. I looked over to the left and saw what appeared to be an alien creature. I only saw the head, which looked like it was wearing a silver and purple helmet. It was right behind a bright light that was on top of the laundry room. I believe it thought the light would be too bright for me to see it. When I saw it, I looked away at the saucer and then looked back and it was gone. I looked back at the saucer and back where it was, and it was there staring at me and not moving. It disappeared after I looked away and it looked back a couple of times. That was my only encounter with the alien creature. When it turned light outside, I went to see if I saw anything. I barely saw the yellow saucer. I could barely see it because it moved way up in the sky. I didn't see anything until dark, and that's when a lot of UFOs came out. They were flying around all over. They looked all different from each other. The lights that were on them made their shape. Most of them were shaped like a saucer, and the others didn't really make a shape. There were different sizes, and all of them had different lights. Some had yellow or white lights. Some had different colors. Some had lights that blinked. None of them appeared the same. One major thing that really stuck out to me was that they seemed like they were looking for something or someone. My thought is one of them are missing. The next night, there were even more. This time, there were some that formed a line right next to the bright yellow one I saw the first day. There were also some circling around by themselves. I recognized there were no airplanes going out of any of the airports. I have an app that shows a map of all aircrafts in the area. There were only 5 Phoenix airplanes, and they were all at the Phoenix airport. All planes were gone from the little airports. There were 5 or 6 helicopters flying around, which there are usually only one flying around. Until February 13th, there was always many UFOs flying at night only. Sunday the 13th is when they opened the Phoenix airport for night flying, and the next day the little airports were allowed to fly and have their planes at the airport. What made me decide for sure that it was an actual UFOs and not airplanes is that they would move up and down quickly and never make any noise. They look very similar to street lights and other aircraft that can be easily mistaken for aircraft. Since the 13th, I've seen the yellow saucer one time and 2 UFOs that had very few white lights and red blinking lights. As they flew over me, they made no noise. That's the report. And this happened apparently February 9th at 4:30 in the morning, and it went on until the 13th. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I've read some funny stuff and I've read some crazy stuff and I've read some things that were absolutely unbelievable. But I think this person may just simply lack the vocabulary to express themselves, or they're probably typing it out on a phone. But in all honesty, I would definitely want to go and check this out. This is one of those places that I really want to go. and check out. Actually, there's most of Arizona I would love to go check out. There's like a big crater out there, and Petrified Forest, which I know I've been out there. It's really awesome. There's a couple other places too. There's Travis Walton was abducted out there, not too far from not too far from Navajo County. I know that. Anyway, long story short, this is a road trip. This is a thing that I want to do this year. Arizona hunting UFOs type thing, you know. Because, you know, there's all kinds of weird shit out there. But, I don't know. I've seen some weird stuff, though, lately. I've been catching a lot of stuff on the Dark 5 channel on YouTube. And, you know, it's actually pretty cool. It's pretty neat. I've seen some stuff. Not really sure what to make of some of it, though. But anywho, if you get a chance to look at newfork.org, you can see their gallery, and not one of them, is actually, it's not a real photo. They're just drawings. There's nothing. It's just drawings. And it's just art. That's crazy. You think that, there might be one that's actually a photo, but it's so grainy you can't even tell what it is. See, this is what I've gone on and on about a dozen times about the fact that we have so many cameras out in the world. I mean, we got good high-quality cameras, too. I mean, my cell phone does an amazing job of taking video and stuff like that. But yet, at the same time, you know, I don't get a lot of opportunities to go hunt aliens, of course. But I think I might actually try to do that this year. In search of aliens. With me. How much fun would that be? I don't know. Normally, this would be the time of night where I'd start making, like, crank phone calls and stuff like that to people that know me. And say, hey, what are you doing right now? Are you dressed? Because look outside your window. There's an alien ship out there waiting to do butt stuff to you. You know, and it's kind of a mean thing to say. But it's that's the kind of friends that I have. They're like, oh, clearly you've got nothing else to do. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't. Especially when I'm starting, you know, harassing people and stuff like that. But I don't know. It is what it is. I'm kind of like, I'm like that guy that thinks up new and exciting ways to torture their friends. But anyway, I hope you had a good time listening to my meanderings and all that other nonsense. It's 12:30. It's now Monday. It seems like my listenership has greatly dropped, mostly because I'm not even going to get into it. I'm having a Joe Biden moment here. I think a lot of folks don't like expressions of anger when it comes to the daily events that go on in this world, because they're outraged too. And I think a lot of folks listening to podcasts are listening for a form of escapism. And I try, you know, I mean, I try to be, you know, kind of like an escape valve for most people. I just don't know that I can do that all the time. Because there's a lot of stuff in the world going on right now that people don't understand. And they just get along and go along, and they don't realize that the powers that be don't, there's no seat at the table for you. Not even at the kids' table. That's the real problem, is that the powers that be, they want this world for themselves. I've talked about this. We've got creatures that live a very long time, and they have an extinction agenda. They do. They really do. And what a lot of these morons, these useful idiots that are doing their bidding, what they don't understand is that they don't have a place at the table either. That's the real thing that I started to think about. When you watch Star Trek, and this is the one thing I give Star Trek credit for, is that the Federation has this unwritten, well, they do have a written rule about engaging new societies, new worlds. If you are a primitive society that's prone to certain behaviors and violence and whatever, we'd love to talk to you, but we're going to wait. And this is the honest to God truth. I honestly believe that the aliens that are engaging in behaviors here on this planet, they're not the benevolent aliens that they pretend to be. These are the guys that are skirting the intergalactic law. Don't screw with primates and primitive societies. Stop messing around with humans. You don't belong here. Let them evolve, and then you can do commerce and trade and talk to them, as opposed to the shit that's going on right now, where you have collusion between government and alien races so that they can broker technology so that the citizens could be abducted at will. See, I got this idea in my head that that's really what's going on. Because that's the only thing that makes sense. Why the big push for disarmament? You got Canada up there. They got animals that would eat you. There are moose up there that will fucking kill you. You want to disarm people against moose? Bears? Mountain lions? They got rabbits up there that are pretty dangerous, from what I gather. Wolves? Coyotes? We got things in this country that are just as deadly and dangerous, too. And if you go south of the border, you got chupacabra, you got drug cartels, all that stuff. I'll be goddamned if I'm going to disarm. But what if the great purpose and the mission of it all is to wipe out humanity, to make them defenseless so that they can't fight what comes next, whether it be an alien invasion or, let's say, door-to-door boot kicking, you know, where they break into your house and take you away, and next thing you know, you're going to one of these used to be closed food processing plants, and then you're turned into, you know, some aliens' Lunchables. That's the thing, is that they wouldn't dare do that to me, because it's like there are some things that just shouldn't be eaten. Caloric intake be damned. I'm like the human equivalent of like a Snicker bar cheesecake, you know, mixed with whatever gives you the shits. It's, like Mexican drinking water mixed with cheesecake and Snickers. You know, that's a pretty, you know. And then there's the alcohol content too, which I haven't. I had one beer today. It was all I could do, because it was just. Hard liquor doesn't affect me at all. Beer will fuck me up nine ways to Sunday, which is why I typically don't drink a lot of it. But, whatever will probably kill you, that's what I am made out of if you tried to eat me. Like sharks and cannibals walking past me like, fuck, no, I choose life. You know, and that's the thing. We don't really know. We don't know what our government's capable of. They've already lied to us about monkeypox. They've lied to us about, you know, COVID-19. They've lied to us about everything. Afghanistan, 9/11, JFK, Roswell. Let's just keep going down the line, you know. And, you know, if you can actually, if you can see through the bullshit, you can either, you know, think that there's really nothing going on, it's just random chance, or you can do what I do and think up 15 things that are probably impossible, but could really be the truth, you know? Like, aliens are coming to eat us because, well, there's so many of us, and they come in different flavors, you know? Enough about this racial equity. Let's see. You know, I wonder if they've got like that, you know, like that steak doneness thing, you know? You know, except it goes from Caucasian to you know, to African American. You know, it's like, you know, I'll have the one in the middle, you know? That's something that might get me canceled. But, you know, if you look at it from the perspective of it's not racist, it's just aliens looking at, you know, what they're in the mood to eat, you know? It could be funny. I don't know. I think of myself as a fairly humorous person, and I don't spare anyone, regardless of ethnicity and color. I think that if you can be, you know, a victim of aliens, you're no different than me. The only difference is that, well, they've been abducting me longer. They kind of know me. There's a future for me somewhere in either their heavy petting zoo or, you know, maybe I'll be a life coach for robots. Who knows? I'd like to think that somewhere along the way that my dreams of living on an alien world will come true. I just hope that it's on my terms and not theirs. Because sure enough, and this is where I think that a lot of people don't understand, is that aliens really don't understand what beauty is and how incredibly subjective it is. You know, for one person, they may think somebody's beautiful, you know, and then you could marry them and you could end up like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Could you imagine that being, you know, aliens coming down to Earth and it's like, oh, shit, little random people. Let's abduct these two. Wouldn't that be a fucking shit show for aliens to watch? That'd be something. Gee, many Christmas. You know, from the outside world, I mean, as it is, you know, here on planet Tard, we can sit there and look at these guys and go, what a fucking nightmare that is. Who would want to be married to people like that? But yet, you know what? Sometimes people get married purely for that reason. They just go, you know what? This bitch is crazy. Just fucking bring her right to me. Yeah. That's what I wanted. Somebody that makes me sane or makes me look sane by comparison. I mean, that's, and I don't want to give relationship advice to anybody, but I'm pretty good at it. But the thing is that you never, ever sleep with anyone crazier than you are. That's like a written rule somewhere, maybe even in the Bible. Thou shalt not sleep with people nuttier than a fruitcake. You know, it's just common sense. And then I see these articles saying, you know, sex with mentally unstable women is sometimes the best. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's not. I've dated a lot of crazy bitches. Anyway. It's a specific kind of crazy that you want. Not the kind that's going to break the dishes and call you a bunch of names, but I'm talking about the kind of crazier, like the enabling kind. Like, do you want to go out and hunt Bigfoot? Sure, let's go. I got the tent already packed. That's the kind of enabling that I would choose. You know, do you believe in flying saucers, aliens, and all that stuff? Why, yes, I do. I was abducted last Thursday. Really? Was it fun? No. I just want somebody to encourage me and say, you know what? I like your brand of crazy. Let's take and work with it and maybe turn it into a job where you actually get a lucrative kind of salary out of it. Because, you know, that's a lot of unrealized potential when you can't capitalize and cash in on your own version of crazy. If that cash me outside chick can pay cash money for a mansion like $6 million, clearly I've got some things to learn about how the world really works. I think of myself as a comedic genius most of the time, but yet there are people that are still getting jobs doing stand-up comedy that shouldn't. Oh well. Anyway, I am going to dial it in now. It's now 12:41 on a Monday. And I hope you have a fantastic day. Hope your work week is awesome, and I'll see you again on Wednesday. Good night.